And now, Michiana Chronicles, a series by area writers about their daily lives. This week, Jeanette Sadler-Taylor talks about setting limits.
Whoa, hold on. This thing is a mess. These were my thoughts as I sat through a recent play production. And they weren't thoughts about the acting or the staging. Those things were quite splendid, creative, and well executed. No, those thoughts were about the play itself. And let me tell you, those thoughts scared me, because I'm just a retiree and a mother, not a playwright or a literary critic. How dare I deign to mentally trash a play written by no less than the immortal William Shakespeare? Understand, I'm not a Shakespeare basher. I've been liking The Bard since I was a kid going to Shakespeare in the Park in the summertime. As this was a play that I had never seen staged, I actually was excited to attend. Generally, I really admire his work and eagerly attend productions of his plays. There's a reason that even now, 400 years later, we still quote many of his lines, often without attribution, in our daily speech. The man was good. To make my shocking negative opinion worse, I attended the performance along with people with highfalutin educations, including mover and shaker English majors. In addition to thinking, what a mess, I also thought about what film director Kar Wai Wong said in the movie The First Monday in May, "Seeing too much is seeing nothing." My thoughts made me dread getting into the car afterward and trying to disguise my lowbrow observations while they raved about the master. Surprise, though! They thought much the same, in fancier terms, of course. What was that? Seemed to be the consensus. Peer pressure is important, so I was mightily relieved. At the risk of tarring myself with the brush of ignorance, let me tell you my issue with the play. Busyness. Seeing too much. Just some of the way too many elements contained. A contest to win the hand of supposed fair maiden. Incest. Pirates. Shipwrecks. Brothels. Sword fights. Families separated. Families reunited. People trying to have other people killed. And the ever-popular supposedly dead people being brought back to life. As nearly as I can remember, the only thing missing was twins separated at birth. It is a veritable weird sister's cauldron of plot lines. Can you guess the play? If so, you're very good, because it's almost never performed, and with good cause. It's exhausting. Pericles, Prince of Tyre, is the answer. Parenthetically, remember that I said plural shipwrecks? If a guy named Pericles asks you to go on a nautical jaunt, flee, save yourself. Every time he's the only survivor. The guy is a human albatross. Trying to rationalize the mishmash of this play, I thought, well, maybe it was an early play and Wild Bill just had yet to figure out about pacing and setting limits on the action. The part from earlier about being a mother clicks in here. Helping people learn to set limits. He was young, and he just needed a mother to tell him, stop it! There's way too much going on here. You need to pick just a few of these, or the audience will get dizzy. A check of the chronology of Shakespeare's plays, though, showed me that it is listed about two-thirds of the way along his canon. Knowing that, you have to consider the possibility that he was nearing being an old burnout and just threw in almost every plot element that he'd ever used in order to crank out another play, i.e. generate some more income. Maybe he needed to make a boat payment. Or maybe over one or too many tankards, one of his cronies dared him to try to write a play where he loaded in everything. Perhaps these are cynical thoughts. But there are reasonable explanations for this no-limits storyline. Well, almost no limits. There is that absence of the twins separated at birth thing. These musings easily translate to, as they say in grammar school, current events. As a society, we seem to have no-limits behaviors about oh so many things. Many of us overeat. substitute almost any activity here. Overeat, overdiet, overexercise, overaccumulate, overmedicate, overpontificate. Setting limits on our activities is a useful life skill. A good time for me, Jeanette Sadler-Taylor for Michiana Chronicles, to say to myself, whoa there.
Michiana Chronicles is a presentation of 88.1 WVPE.